Changing gears once again, because so few people, I mean, 160,000 on track perhaps, but only 20,000 so far signed up. Right?
No, no. I mean, we have about 160,000 signed up.
Including the Medicaid expansion.
Right, and okay. That's a very important
Which
part.
Which is important,
yeah. I mean,
yes.
that's well over 100,000 people.
But Governor O'Malley is pushing for emergency legislation so that those who tried to sign up for private insurance and couldn't will get can get covered. And there's a hearing on that today. Is that one of the you may be testifying?
Yes. I think there are going to be hearings on that bill as well. You know, we've been pretty clear, and the governor's been pretty clear that while this website is improving, it still has problems, and there's some people who are frustrated in their ability to get coverage. And I think the governor is very interested in making sure that people who, through no fault of their own, went on the website and couldn't get coverage, if they really need coverage right now, there's an option for them, and that's why he's supporting that legislation.
And very briefly, how would that work?
We would just reopen the state high-risk pool called the Maryland Health Insurance Plan for just a couple more months to allow people to come in if they were having problems on the website and couldn't get through. It would just give them a backup option. It's basically, you know, up until now, we've had this high-risk pool as a backup option for people. We would just extend that for a couple more months.
And will people need to prove that they tried to sign up? And how can they do that if the website didn't make a record of them?
Well, that'll be worked out by the board. I mean, there are different ways to assess, and it may rely on people's affidavits and other things that we can get out of the computer system. But that'll be something that the board of MHIP will do.
What's it going to cost?
It depends how many people. You know, and so, you know, we think that it will probably involve no more than a few hundred to a couple thousand at the most. And, you know, it will also depend on whether people really want retroactive coverage to January 1, which is a special option that we're going to be able to provide through this option if it passes the legislature. So we've set at the very high end, we think, over the few months, it would be like $5 to $10 million.